From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jonah McKeown. Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley says he wants to develop the first statewide program to provide free legal help to military service members. Hawley announced Monday that he plans to form a military legal assistance team, which will work with attorneys for military bases in Missouri to find private attorneys who will provide pro bono services to service members with certain legal needs. The team will formally launch early next year. Hawley said in a news release that the board will determine which legal needs would qualify for the program and create a strategy for recruiting attorneys to provide the help. A veterans ward in a Missouri prison is earning recognition for veteran rehabilitation. The Columbia Missourian reports that the Missouri Veterans Project began at the Moberly Correctional Center 6 months ago. Its success has led to the establishment of similar programs at prisons in Jefferson City, Potosi, and Boonville. Department of Corrections spokesperson Karen Poyman says mental health treatment for veterans is different than treatment for others, which led the department to try housing veterans together. The ward offers staff-led training and classes on topics including mental health, parenting, anger management, cognitive behavior training, and victim impact, with a goal to help offenders prepare for release. Missouri's Attorney General is weighing whether to appoint a special investigator to look into use by Governor Eric Greitens' staff of the app Confide. The app deletes messages after they've been read and prevents recipients from saving them. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reported today that Attorney General Josh Hawley says he can't directly investigate Greitens because he's defending the governor's office in other legal cases, but he could appoint a special investigator. A Democratic lawmaker asked Hawley to investigate any potential open records violations after the Kansas City Star last week reported that Greitens and several senior staffers have Confide accounts. Hawley says text messages sent or received by state employees about state business falls under open records laws. In other news, Governor Greitens says he wants his five new appointees to the State Veterans Commission to fire the leader of the St. Louis Veterans Home after months of complaints from patients, families, and staff about care at the home. Prior reviews didn't turn up any wrongdoing, but Greitens last month called for another investigation by a Massachusetts nursing home consultant, which recommended an immediate change in leadership. Greitens announced today that he wants Administrator Rolando Carter and Missouri Veterans Commission Executive Director Larry Kay to be replaced. Carter had previously told the St. Louis Post-Dispatch that most of the complaints were, quote, very minor in nature, and that steps have been taken to address concerns. I'm Jonah McKeown, KBIA News, Columbia.